This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Now that the $1.5 trillion tax overhaul has been signed into law, the real fun begins for accountants. The legislation runs more than 1,000 pages and includes fundamental changes to the corporate tax rate, the standard deduction, and tax brackets for individual filers. CPAs and tax lawyers around the country have spent their holidays parsing the law to figure out how it could help or hurt their clients. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Kimberly Dula hasn't been sleeping much lately. She's an accountant at Friedman LLP. When the Senate passed the tax bill in the middle of the night, she got a text. She was excited. Her husband, not so much.
And he's like, "You've got to be kidding me. It is, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and you're talking to me about taxes."
Dula couldn't sleep. She was dying to dig into the tax bill.
So I ended up getting out of bed super early on a Sunday morning and sitting in front of my computer at my kitchen counter and just sifting through page after page.
Brian Thompson is an accountant in Little Rock, Arkansas. He's getting three times as many calls from clients as usual for this time of year.
You get the rumor mill going out there as, "Hey, my neighbor told me this," and you get those conversations with clients going, and you have to bring them into reality as, "Hey, you know, your situation is your own taxable situation."
Thompson says companies that are pass-throughs, where profits are passed through to the owners and reported on their individual tax returns, some of them can reduce their taxable income by 20%.
So there's a whole new game to be played here.
Michael Gratz teaches tax law at Columbia Law School. That game he's talking about is the search for new loopholes in the new tax law. Gratz wonders if members of Congress realize just how creative accountants might get.
The extent to which they understood the games that this will invite is a mystery. Maybe they understood some of them and didn't mind.
Or they might plan to keep tinkering with the tax overhaul to close loopholes that pop up. Of course, Gratz says Congress will have to contend with lobbyists whose job is to protect loopholes and even create new ones. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.